This next story reminds us of how little we really know about creatures that once walked the earth.
Scientists found fossilized remains that raise all sorts of questions about our prehistoric past.
What they found in South Africa were creatures that resembled humans. Their bones were underground in an extremely narrow space.
The discovery could raise big implications, though scientists admit they're not sure yet what the implications are. NPR's Nell Greenfield Boyce reports.
In South Africa, near Johannesburg, there's a cave called Rising Star. It's got lots of narrow passages and twists and turns for cavers to explore.
It is perhaps one of the best-known caves in all of South Africa.
That's Lee Berger. He studies human evolution there at the University of the Witwatersrand. In 2013, some local cavers found some fossils inside Rising Star Cave. Berger had asked them to be on the lookout, so they brought him photos.
And there I saw something I perhaps thought I'd never see in my life. That is a clearly primitive hominin remains lying on the floor of a cave.
A jaw and a skull were just sitting there in the dirt. Usually such bones are encased in rock. Berger was excited, but he knew he personally could never reach this fossil site. To get to the cave chamber, you have to climb a steep, jagged rock fall called the Dragon's Back, then wiggle through a small opening that leads to a long, narrow crack. The crack is only about 7.5 inches wide, and it goes down over 30 feet. Squeezing through it is the only way to reach the chamber of bones at the bottom. Since he couldn't go, Berger sent in his tall, skinny, 16-year-old son.
When he came out after 45 minutes, he stuck his head out, and to tell you how bad I am, I didn't say, you know, are you okay? I said, and? And he says, Daddy, it's wonderful.
Berger got funding to excavate the site from the National Geographic Society, and he advertised on Facebook for skinny scientists who weren't claustrophobic. Six women took the job. They worked in the chamber almost like spacewalkers, communicating with scientists outside through cameras and about 2 miles of fiber optic cable. One of them was Becca Peixoto. She used paintbrushes and toothpicks to gently unearth fossil bones. There were over 1,500 of them.
Often I was wondering, how on earth are we going to get that fossil out? Because the density of bones in that chamber was so great. It was like a puzzle to get each fossil out.
It's unusual to find so many bones in one place. John Hawks is a paleoanthropologist at the University of Wisconsin-Madison and on the team that studied the bones. He says they come from at least 15 individuals.
We have every age group represented. We have newborns, we have children of almost every age, we have adults and old adults.
He says these creatures were short, less than 5 feet tall, and thin. They have a combination of primitive and more modern features that has never been seen before.
They have a very small brain, so they're not human-like at all in their brain. It's around a third the size of a human brain today.
But they have feet like us and walked in a very human-like way. Their hands were also like ours, but with more curved fingers.
It's a new species to science.
The scientists named it Homo naledi. Naledi means star in a local language, and they've described their find in a journal called eLife. The researchers also took on this question. How did these human-like creatures get into such a crazy spot? It looks as though this cave chamber has always been hard to reach. There are no animal bones there, except for a handful of bird and mouse bits. Lee Berger believes someone had to have put the bodies there.
Homo naledi was deliberately disposing of its dead in a repeated ritualized fashion in this deep underground chamber.
This is quite a claim. That kind of ritual was thought to be unique to modern humans or our very close relatives. And really, the whole discovery, from the bones to their bizarre location, has perplexed experts on human evolution.
To be honest, I would really distrust anyone who thinks they understand what the significance of these finds are.
Bernard Wood is at George Washington University. He says, usually you know how old fossilized bones are. But in this case, the geology of the cave gives no clues. They could be less than 100,000 years old or several million years old.
These folks do not have an age, yet they have some remarkable fossils, and the context of them is also remarkable.
But how they fit into the history of human evolution, no one can say. Nell Greenfield Boyce, NPR News.